Now we left off here in Simchin Samach Vav, in the middle of Sif Gimel, the various dinim of the actual Erev Chatzeres. We'll continue that the Mechaber says that the Erev Chatzeres, the actual bread, the matzah, cannot be left in the Chatzer, but rather has to be stored, has to be kept over Shabbos in the Bayis Haroi L'Dira. At least when Shabbos starts, it has to be in the house that's appropriate to live in, that's meant for Dira for living in. The Mechaber is opposed to Beishar. Beishar sounds like a gateway. The Mishtibur explains that by the gateway they had like a house, maybe for a guard, that was by the entrance of the city, or the chutz, wherever it was. But since anybody in the chutz could walk through this gateway area, even though it's enclosed, dal amas, samila, it's not considered someone's place for dira. And a chsadra also was like an open like passageway that everyone could walk through, even if it's properly fenced in and made as part of the chutz, that's not an appropriate place to keep the chutzers. And Rapes had a shared porch, also even as proper mechitzas, and it's part of the chutz, that's not a place to leave the chutzers. And as we mentioned, the Erev Chatzeres has to be kept in the bayis. It's 4 amas by 4 amas, which would be somewhere between 6 and 8 feet by six to 8 feet, depending which amah you go with. That's why it's called a makom atzeroi l'dira. Now let's say it's 16 square amas, but it's not 4 by 4. It's 8 amas by 2 or something like that. Does that work or not? So the Mishnah says machlekes apayskim. I want you lechila avoid it. In the Shaar Tzion, it brings is based on really machlekes nuchas mezuzah. If a house that's dal in square footage, but not 4 physical amas, if it's chayiv and mezuzah not, there it's a machlekes. It's machlekes shayim, machlekes acharim and paskin. So over here, although some acharim say, but erev we tend to go lahakol and shayil the erev chatzeres. Mishnah Berurah feels lechatchila, since the other options, obviously other batim in the chatzer. That's why making erev chatzeres, you have to have at least 2 batim, 2 houses to have a need for erev chatzeres. So rather avoid, rather put somewhere else. The Mechaber says that even if the house belongs to a katan, the child under bar mitzvah, and he's the one who lives there, you can still put the Erev Chatzeres. Then Mishnah Berurah explains, since we explained that the Erev is not Mishnah Kinyan, it's Mishnah Dira, the person who owns the house is not being makna everyone a chelik in the house, rather just everyone's having a joint Dira, joint living over there, therefore it's not an issue if the person who lives in the house is a katan. The Mechaber says they tend to keep in a certain house, they should not switch it to a different house, Nidach Yishalom, which the Mishnah Berurah says really means, the Gemara says Chashad, Rashi explains, since they used to keep the Erev Chatzeres in one house, they switch to a different house, people won't know about it, they come to the first house, they see the Erev's not there, they think the Bnei Chatzer carrying without an Erev. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings the place come say, the Acharim say, even if the even if the person that owns the house dies and someone else you know is living there now, even if the house gets sold to somebody else, still, you should not switch the place the Erev is kept. Taisa says, the Chashad is people will be chashed that if you switch it from one house to another house, maybe the reason why he switched it is first of all, Bayis is a Ganav, he was stealing bread from the Erev and the Chesh from everyone else. That's why he switched it, so to avoid having Machlekes with doing different people in the Chatzar. That's why he shouldn't switch it. According to this, maybe he sells the house, maybe it'll be better. Now, Mishnah Berurah also says that if in the beginning, when they first purchased in house, they made it tonight, they want to be able to switch it one day. So Knesset Gdolah says then you could switch it to a different place. And but other Achim argue on that. Not only that, Mishnah Berurah says that the second person is willing to pay to have the Erev Chatzeres kept in his house. Even if it's a Talmud Chacham, the first person is not Ma'aretz, we don't switch it from one house to the other. Unless it's a place where people pay, L'chatchila, the system is you pay to have the Erev Chatzeres by you, and the second guy wants to bid for it now, so that's already a different story. It's understood that someone bid higher, and that's why the Erev Chatzeres is switched to his place. Now, in any case, if I'm mistaken, they put the Erev Chatzeres in the wrong house, not the ones usually kept in, you don't have to take it out of there once it's already put there. But if you want to give it back to the original place, you do have the right to give it back to the original place where it was kept all the years. And Mishnah Berurah ends off, Tzarech Yelam Ha'isah. It's a very heavy thing not to switch its location because of Darach Yishalom, because of Rashad. Now, even a katan could collect the pas, the flour that's been made the pas, or the pas, the matzah for the Erev. Mishnah Berurah explains, we said there's no kiyam going on over here. Erev happens on its own when it's all together, everyone's bread's together in one person's house. Mishnah Berurah says not to use a guy to collect the bread for the Erev because he might steal and switch things and eat it himself and give you other bread or bread that's not as good afterwards to have other problems. Their muscles nowadays, the minigas keep the Erev in the shul. That's they did all the years, even though the shul is not a beis dira. But our Erev never did have a shidduf from a voice, and that does not have to be kept in the beis dira, and that is good enough. Mishnah Berurah says, and now we're saying it from the Ramah, that shul is not a beis dira, it's considered like a chatzar, so you could carry from the shul to the chatzar outside without your chatzeres. All chatzeres are considered one to carry from one to the other. The whole need for erev chatzeres only bias the chatzar. But chatzal chatzar is fine. So even if you don't make erev chatzeres, you can now carry, you could carry from the shul to the outside fenced in courtyard since all the chatzal chatzar. And the Bir Lacha brings the Bach is not happy with what the Ramah says, that because nowadays it's in shtuf mevayis, you can keep the erev in the shul even though it's not a beis dira, even though it's only a chatzar. It's shtuf mevayis, but it's also erev chatzeres. But the Gaon says that no, that since it works as shtuf mevayis, the amount of the chatzeres in the mavi, so migu that works for that. It could also work the amount of the bottom of the chutzar, similar to the concept found in the Gemara. The Pribagam says like this as well. And this is defense for the Ramah's pshat that the Erev is kept in the shul, you know, it's not considered to be a real mukhamdir.